Polk.
Hello. Speaking.
Hi, this is John with Local Splash, the Google partner. I spoke with you in March about putting your company on the first page of the Google search results for Harker Heights and surrounding areas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We had another listing become available, and I know the last time we spoke, you expressed interest in it, but you were kind of dabbling with the Home Advisor by Angie's program and wanted to see how that would go first. So I wanted to circle back with you.
Yeah, they're doing good. I really don't have any problems with Angie. As long as you can make the sale, they're good to go.
Yeah. I mean, obviously the sale, you know, with them would be a lot more difficult than having, you know, people just call you directly off of Google. So that's kind of why I wanted to follow up. It's, you know, they use Google to get a lot of the leads that they sell, and they just resell them to you. And they go to a couple other people. So, I mean, if you're able to sell them when the people are getting multiple quotes, imagine if customers were able to call you directly after looking up lawn care landscaping.
Here's the thing about that. Mm-hmm. I had a person call me directly.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me to come on.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed up to her house. And I'm pulling up to her house, and I see another truck and trailer there. I'm like, okay, what's this? I get a little closer. She's outside with another landscaper.
Yep.
And basically, me and him are both there doing this. So whether they call you directly or not, it doesn't matter. You're more than likely going to be in competition with someone else.
That person didn't call you directly from Google. If they called you directly, it must have been something that you got from Angie, because you're not even on Google, right? And Angie is reselling every lead to multiple guys. It's no way around that. Any lead that you get from that system or while on that system, it's going to be to multiple people. If I looked up Polk Lawn Care Services right now, it's going to show up Angie. You don't even have your own, like, independent Google listing for a customer to call you directly.
Yeah, I know why that is. That's because I let go of that other company that was supposed to do it. But before I let them go, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only lead I got from them. So,
do you remember,
let them go, couldn't do it no more.
Do you remember that article that I sent you in February about the Federal Trade Commission and their... The Federal Trade Commission?
Okay, what was that about?
Let me refresh. Here, I just sent you a text. If you still have that thread, it should refresh it. This is from our conversation in February, but it was the FTC and Home Advisor by Angie's. The FTC was talking about shutting them down, and it was because a lot of the leads that they've been selling don't actually turn into clients. Sometimes the leads are, because they're sold to multiple people, you know, and that's been proven, obviously, but basically it says that the FTC has charged Home Advisor Inc. with cheating businesses, including small businesses like yourself, seeking leads for home improvement projects. Since 2014, the Angie affiliate has misrepresented the quality, the source of their leads, and the likelihood they would result in actual jobs. So that's been an ongoing thing.
How long ago was that?
They've been investigating since 2014. This article just came out last year, but I sent it to you in February. I just resent it to you again right now. Yeah, but this has been an ongoing thing. It's not a new thing. So that's why I put you as, like, the first guy on the qualified candidates list for the next time a spot opens, because I'm like, okay, you know, if he's going to try that out, eventually he's going to be able to see that, you know, that's not an ideal long-term solution. Maybe in the short term things take off good, but, you know, it's a lot easier.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let's say that you guys don't actually build a website, do you?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Is that my shoe? Ugh. Okay, so you guys build a website for me.
Uh-huh.
And everything is going good. For some reason, Yeah, it's the smell in the house.
What? Oh, gotcha.
What is this? That's spam.
I noticed your website.
For some reason. Yeah, I know. I ain't worried about it.
Okay.
I'm through with them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say for some reason, things aren't going well, and I can't pay for it anymore. You guys keep the website, correct?
Well, no. I mean, you own your domain, so we're not going to take ownership of that. All we do with the site is if you give us access to it, we'll develop the content and provide hosting. As you know, every website has to have a host. So, you know, the reason your site doesn't have anything on it right now is just because you don't have a host or you've separated your agreement with the person who is actually hosting that site. So usually website hosting goes anywhere $30 to $50 a month. While you're using our services, we don't charge anything for that, but if you discontinued it, you're going to want to keep the hosting or find somebody else to host the site. That way you keep the content on it. Otherwise, all that graphic design and effort that we put into actually building it will eventually rotate off. That's the same case for every website on the internet. Mm-hmm. You have to have a host on your site in order to keep the stuff on there, Paul.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take you guys to get that thing up and running?
I mean, Google tells us to quote you 7 to 10 business days before you can actually see yourself up there, be in position to start receiving calls. The website takes about 3 to 5 days. We always recommend that when you first sign up, you try it for at least 2 months. That way you can see proper return on investment. But most of my clients see good return on investment in their first month, about 95% of them. And then obviously month two, things pop because you don't have to go through that setup period again. So, you know, you'll be able to see calls within the first month, but, you know, month two are where things will really come to fruition. We're coming into the peak time of the year. So, you know, the next 4 months are actually the most profitable time of the year to do Google advertising for your industry and area.
Yeah. Who is that? 95%. That's a bold, statement.
Well, our success rates are very high. I mean, you got to think, if you were looking for somebody to do lawn care and landscaping, let's say you woke up in the morning and your wife's giving you a hard time about your lawn, like if you role play like your customer. And you're like, okay, well, I got to go to work, but if I Google lawn care landscaping, you know, there's a bunch of guys right here. There's a reviews right there. There's a website right there. And all I got to do is tap on their name and call them, and I could schedule something and work with them. So you having that convenience to your customer at the moment that they need you, rather than just throwing like a billboard up that, you know, they see one day and the next day they forget the number. Google just has a lot better success rate. People are searching with intent usually when they go to Google. You don't, you know, look up lawn care or landscaping for fun usually. So the success rates are a lot higher. It's been the most profitable form of online advertisement for the last like 15 years. I've been here 10 years myself. So the last time I spoke with you, I offered you a discounted pricing structure. It was a platinum package bundle with the website included, and I reduced the cost by 50%. So it's normally $499. I quoted you $249 the last time we spoke. I can honor that same pricing structure, you know, if you want to come on board with us today. Man, it's hard.
I might can do it.
Yeah, I mean, for you, if you're cherry picking, which I think is always the best way to go. You know, you kind of cherry pick. Don't go out to every single one. You're going to get a lot of calls. But you cherry pick, you know, the first job we bring you is going to offset the cost. And it's also considered a good expense. So you'll get it back.
Do you guys get commercial jobs?
Yeah. Yeah, we're able to target commercial lawn care, commercial landscaping as your keywords. So you'll okay, be a top recommend.
What I'm saying, I don't know if you have this information or not. What I'm saying is, do your members or whatever, do they actually get commercial jobs?
Yeah.
Because even though I dropped these guys a year before last, I don't know if you remember me telling you, everything was going great with them. I was getting a lot of commercial work.
Right.
And now this time, it's like nothing. Nothing.
Well, yeah. I mean, that just comes with the territory. You know, if these guys are seeing you, you got to think a commercial business or a commercial business owner is going to do the same search as a general consumer doing the residential. It's just if you show up and your reviews are there and they got a site they can review, that's going to decide if they call you or even hire you. You know what I mean? So this will solve those problems and make sure that you're an option to them as well. As long as they fall within 30 miles of you, of course.
Yeah. Lost track of what I was going to say.
You were saying things were going good before you shut it off. You know, commercially.
Yeah. The only reason, and it, I don't want this to sound too bad, but it's true. One of the main reasons I was looking at you guys is because I'm not talking to a foreigner.
Oh.
And I'm tired of that happening.
Yeah.
I get to someone on the phone, and it's like, okay, I can tell you're not in the United States by your accent.
Yeah.
That is off-putting.
Definitely.
Not to say that they can't do the job, it's just, I'll put it to you like this. When I'm getting all these telemarketing calls, that's usually who I'm getting.
Oh, that
sounds
like
automatically, I don't.
Country.
Right.
Yeah.
So automatically, I'm like, I don't know if I trust you.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, they did fine that 1 year, and it just went to nothing after that. And then we did have that drought. I'll give them that much leniency, but it's like, hey, I've been with you guys since February, and I haven't gotten anything.
Wow.
So, was it February? Yeah, February.
Google does have a lot of international relations and even people who have moved to the U.S. because they're in California, so we're in California, you know. But I was born and raised here, so, you know, obviously with me, you're always going to get, you know, clear, fluent English. But, I can't say that. We don't have people from other countries within our company, but we do. Mm-hmm. But I can understand how that's off-putting to me, too. If I get calls from people who don't sound like they're from the States, I'm kind of like, it's a little weird. Take it with a grain of salt.
It's okay if, you know, it happens every now and then, but eventually, you know, I get someone that's, you know, it's okay when it's every now and then, or, you know, but when it's every single last time I call and then I'm not getting any results from you guys, it's like, hey, I don't trust y'all anymore.
Yeah, that's
bad. I don't know what you're doing over there, but I don't trust you.
The way we operate is, like, every business owner is assigned a dedicated account manager. So, like, I'd be your account lead. Now, that doesn't mean that I'd be the only person that ever touches base with you in regards to your account with us. We do have guys, like, in the graphic design that will be building your website and things like that. But every one of you has a direct point of contact. So, like, you'll notice in your text you have my number. If you ever have any questions, comments, or concerns while using the service, you know, you could always contact me, and there's also a 24/7 customer service department available to you as well. So, you know, we walk you through it. We need it to work for you in order for us to make money. If you're not making money, we're not making money. You're going to cancel it. We're not going to see you come back next month, right?
Okay. I'm listening to you. I'm trying to move this track because I'm listening.
Yeah. So all of our services are month to month. We have to kind of stay on top of it and follow up with you and oversee things. And we like to monitor the trends and make recommendations on what's going to help you get the most traffic and most opportunities each month.
Okay. Give me one second. Well, I'm fixing to go, cash some checks, and, we'll see where it lands. You're out of the shop. They didn't fix anything, but they charged me hundreds of dollars for it. So, this is, Agro something. They're, an official John Deere dealership.
Mm.
I figure, hey, just take it to the dealership. They'll get it right.
Nope.
Yeah. They charged me $300 for an oil change, sharpen my blades, and what else did they do? Oh, a diagnostic. Oh, so all of them together.
Yeah, that's not too bad, actually. I thought you were just saying for the oil change, but yeah, the blade sharpening is kind of essential. Makes life a little easier. Cut looks
well, she's charging $30 for that, but she was like, the oil change was $150. I'm like, what?
What is it, a Mercedes?
That's what I'm...
Well, I mean, it is a moneymaker, though, so I think they can kind of do that, because it's like, you know, if you don't pay it, then you're, you know, that's your business right there. So most people are going to kind of pony up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought, hey, just get my stuff out of there and I'll fix it. Yeah, let me cash these checks and see what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, I should be back with you. If I don't call you back, you guys close at, what time you guys close?
We close at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, so 6 o'clock your
time.
Right,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if I don't get back to you today, call me back tomorrow. And I believe we can go ahead and move forward.
Gotcha. So usually when these spots open up, they give us that list of qualified candidates. The last time we had an opening was the last time I spoke with you. It was in February.
Mm-hmm.
And then
pretty
much what happens, like, I have you at the top of my list, so I'm like, okay, nobody call out on this. Let me talk to Polk first. But pretty much they'll just start going and calling out on it. Are you saying you want me to hold it? Like, do you think this is something that you'll for sure be moving forward with? I just wouldn't want to, like, put it on a hold and then have you back out and kind of set us back a day or two on filling spots.
Well, I'll put it to you like this. I definitely want to do it.
Okay.
I'm just not sure how my money is looking. That's why I was saying let me cash my check and everything. Because that'll be, by the end of, if we go ahead and do this, that'll be $500 I spent in less than 2 days.
That's pretty easy to make back, though. You know, you can make that back in 1-2 days being on the first page. You know what I mean? Business expense. So you're writing it off, you get it back.
Mm-hmm.
So you get it back not just with the clients, but you get it back, you know, that way. I don't know about, you know, obviously the tractor is a business expense too, you know. All right.
I hope it's going to be written off.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that 300, it should. I mean, right? You got to sharpen the blade and do the oil change and everything. You know, it's part of the business up and running, right? Those are tools. Business expenses and personal expenses are a lot different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's in my account. I don't know.
I'll tell you what, if there's not $249 in there, it'll decline it. It ain't going to overdraft you.
Right?
Yeah, it'll flat out decline it right there. So, I mean, if it's something that you do want to give a shot, like I said, you know, it would be $249. You'd only be committing for 1 month. It's a month-to-month service, so you basically commit from today, the 11th, until June 11th. And then if you decided you want to discontinue it, you could do that. But obviously, we're going to do everything in our power to bring as much clients to the table so that, you know, that doesn't cross your mind come the next month.
Yeah.
So get the website knocked out. Make sure your customers are finding you.
I think we can get it done today. We might be able to.
If you want to give it a shot, I can create the account and set up the client interview, and we could try to process. I mean, worst case scenario, it declines, and then I could just set it up to post-date the payment, you know, later today or tomorrow. At least that way I know they won't call out on it. They'll say, hey, you know, obviously this is locked up. Gives me a lot more leverage to hold it if they see that you've created it and you've somewhat committed to it.
All right. Let's see here. Yeah, let's say that, okay, that'd be a terrible thing. Well, let's say that all I did have was 200 and whatever, you know, and then like, boom, now I have nothing.
Well, so, yeah, I mean, that's not good.
I need operating costs. So that's what I was saying. You guys got to do what you got to do. You got to make your sales.
I think
I can make it happen today.
Okay.
I think I can make it happen today. I'm trying to move around here really quickly. So this guy can get to the job, finish it.
Honestly, if I could give you a month for free, I would, because it would just make things a lot easier for you. I know it would be like, hey, the customer's already in there, so I know you got money. But they don't let us do that, you know? Otherwise, because I already talked to you a few times. February was the last time I talked to you, but it wasn't the first time I talked to you, you know? We've been kind of in communication since last year in December.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see here. I'll just check. Let me see what happens, and I'll call you right back. It is 11:39 over here.
Right.
So I can call you back at, I'm going to say 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And I'll let you know, hey, we can go ahead and do it. Or, hey, we're not done with this job over here. We're not done with this job over here. And, I'll hit you up tomorrow. I understand if you're like, hey.
I try to put it on. What I did is I try to put it on a soft hold until 12:30 my time, which is 2:30 your time. So if I don't hear from you before then, I'll try to follow up. And then after that, then they're kind of just going to go into a frenzy. But I know I can get you at least those 3 hours to kind of figure things out.
Right. Okay. That's only fair.
Yeah.
That's only
and then
fair.
I, I sent you my direct number there. It's in your text messages. It's the one that says, hi, this is John.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay. I actually, what is your company called?
Local Splash. Here, let me refresh you on everything. I'll send you the... Here's the pricing.
Yeah, excuse me.
And then...
I actually was trying to look you guys up. I just forgot the name. I'm like, let me go ahead and call them again, because this company over here is not working. And I just couldn't remember the name.
Yeah. It's one of those things, too. Like, we get a lot of people who call us back. But if we fill the spot for their territory, we genuinely have to wait for another position to open up on the first page in order to put you up there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they just gather your information and then they put you back on the list for callback. So I already had you on there at the top of the list to get first right of refusal on it. But, you know, we worked with this guy for a couple months and he was really dropping the ball. So we just told him to keep his money. We're going to go a different route.
Yeah. What do you mean, what do you mean he was dropping the ball? He wasn't making his payments on time?
No, it wasn't the payments. It was more so just his interactions with the clients. Like, we have review monitoring for you, but, you know, if you start getting bad reviews all the time, you know, then it's obviously not the customers. It's clearly you, right? So if everybody's got a problem with you, you have a problem, you know? So it's like...
It's right. So you got... Okay, and I'm just... I'm not saying this because it's like, oh no, I'm saying this because I've never heard this. So, you guys will kick someone out if they have customers constantly complaining?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not just about the money. You gotta
see. No, it makes sense.
Google's the number one search engine in the world for a reason. The reason they beat out Yahoo and Bing is because people find quality businesses the first time they search. You know, they don't have to go 100 different pages. Usually the best guys are right there, you know. But if we're going, hey, this is what we recommend to you as the top guy in the area for lawn care, landscaping, and it's showing a one-star rating with 40 reviews there, obviously he was getting a lot of clients from it, but one-star rating, it doesn't match up, you know. So those are the kind of things that kind of damage Google's credibility and who they're putting up there. You know, we don't just want to throw anybody up there, so.
Are you guys, what's the word, are you guys kind of, if you, I guess you could put it like this, acknowledged by the Better Business Bureau?
Yeah, we're A-plus accredited, and we've been in business since 2004, so we got like a huge track record on there.
Okay.
We're partnered with Google. Like, we're next to Google here in Orange County in Southern California. So I'm calling you.
Mm-hmm.
We're like by Disneyland. Disneyland, Google are right over here. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah. The Google Building 1, like the first building outside of the original headquarters, is here. It's like off Newport Beach. It's pretty much between Newport and Irvine. So it's like 2 minutes up the road from where we are now. So we have all our certifications from them. Our role as a Google partner is to help the businesses be successful with the Google advertising. If you guys aren't successful with it, then you cancel it, right? So Google doesn't want you guys canceling every month. They want us to be able to retain you as a long-term client of theirs. And that's about 85% of Google's income comes from the business owners like yourself across the U.S. that have themselves listed as the top recommended options for their area and their industry. So, I mean, this goes from everything from, like, custom home builders all the way down to, like, pizza company, Chinese food places.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me see if I can make some things happen, and we'll go from there.
Okay, I sent you the pricing page and everything, too, in case you want to do a little more research. But you have my number, and then I got you set for a call back at 2:30 your time. It's when I get back from my lunch hour.
Okay, that'll work.
All right, Polk, you have a great day. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, Dick. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.